This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
John Kester was an attorney, may still be an attorney in Washington, D.C. He wrote an article a number of years ago called Seven Things That Really Changed Our Lives. Air conditioning. He said by the end of World War II, economical air conditioning was spreading from movie theaters to public buildings and finally to private homes. The effect on the country was to produce the Sun Belt and indoor football games. Number two, the automobile. Ford's genius in mass-producing carriages powered by gasoline engines altered more lives in this country than World War I. Even more important, the automobile became a tangible token of freedom and a means in this country for people to migrate and mix together. Number three, the Xerox machine. Obviously, all kinds of things have come out of the copying machine. Number four, the birth control pill. The pill is an early example of how biological science has changed our lives. Deep social and religious feelings are tied up with our biological natures, life, death, reproduction, and human feelings that accompany all of those. Number five, television. Television, obviously. Some of you will be able to raise your hand, many of you won't, but how many of you remember the first time you saw a television? Okay. Boy, there are a lot of older people here this morning. Okay, you remember that when you saw that. Number six, computers and their children, all kinds of things. Now that the children of computers would be the iPods and all the technical video games, everything that's come out of the discovery and implementation of computers. And number seven, the atomic bomb. The atomic bomb. Seven things that really changed our lives, according to John Kester. And yet today, we're going to look in a few minutes what I call life's most important questions that can change your life. Jesus himself asked two questions in his ministry that the answer to that question by you, not by me, but by you, for you, and me, for me, change your life not only in this life, but for all eternity. And how you answer these questions can impact your life in a way that is so powerful. And let me tell you this, some of you have yet to answer the questions that we're going to read today. You're still struggling. You're still working through this discovery of these questions and the answers to these questions that we talk about. I was thinking recently of the questions that I have been asked in my lifetime, important questions that stand out in my memory. A child asking me about the subject of death was a profound question in my life. And that's happened a number of times, by the way, young children asking me questions about that. But one of the most dramatic moments for me in terms of a question, I was standing out in the lobby of a funeral home, about ready to conduct a funeral service for a woman. And as I was looking down at my notes, I felt two hands grab my right arm, not in a casual way. It was like a mother grabbing a child who was about to run out in the street. It was just with a force that actually was painful. And obviously it got my attention. I looked at the person, and it was the daughter of the woman who was lying in state in the chapel of this funeral home. And with an intensity that I haven't seen in a lot of occasions, she looked at me and she said, I want to ask you a question. Do you really believe there's a heaven? Do you really, really believe there is a heaven? And I was so glad I could say to her, I would not be conducting your mother's funeral today if I didn't believe in the reality of heaven. I do believe in heaven because Jesus talked about heaven. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. Yes, I do believe in a heaven. That wasn't idle chit-chat with that woman. She wasn't killing time or making conversation. That was a life or death question to her. Her mother was lying in state in the chapel. We were about ready to go in to do her funeral. And she said, do you really believe there's a heaven? Yes, I do.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.